probably abandoned the regulation.
Yeah. You ever heard of a hog parlor?
I've heard of it, but the only reason I've heard of it is reading cases. It's referred to in the real old cases on,
right,
when you're talking about nuisances as hog parlor.
Okay. What about a place where a farmer would milk his cows?
I always think of that as being the milking barn.
The milking barn, okay. But no place outside where they'd be milked?
No, never.
Okay. Are there any farms around here where just milk cows are raised?
Oh, yeah. To our dairy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about this situation? In days before, people had refrigeration. What did they do about perishables like milk and butter?
They put it in the well. And that's what I understand.
You ever heard of them putting it maybe in a stream or
putting it in a spring? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But keep it cold.
But so many times, you know, that wasn't as convenient as a well if they had one.
Yeah.
Of course, the wells in those days were dug rather than drilled like they are now. They were big enough to put it down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And but in a most folks just didn't want to have to walk to a stream, even if they were, you know, even if they lived very close to it. It was still pretty good little, you know, walk to get it out. But not very much of that. Mostly folks put it in the well.
You ever heard of people digging out a place somewhere to store their potatoes in the wintertime? Maybe cover them with dirt and corn shucks?
I've just read about that. I've never heard of anybody around here doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. The open area around the barn on the farm where the animals would be free to walk around, what would you call that place?
The lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the place where your cattle graze, what would you call that?
The pasture.
Yeah. Now, when you think of a pasture, do you think of it as being open or fenced in?
Well, I think of it being fenced.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fencing would be used around here?
Barbed wire.
Do you have names for any other kind of wire fencing?
Hog wire and chicken wire. Mm-hmm. But the hog wire is being the wire that's probably all 4 or 6 inches, and the holes in it are 4 or 6 inches square, and the chicken wire is maybe the hole's more round, maybe an inch in diameter.
Yeah, okay. What about wooden fencing around here?
Only wooden fencing around here is decorative, I think. Just around, just around somebody's house, just enclosing their yard, just be, I think, decorative fencing. Of course, they use wooden posts, you know, with the barbed wire quite a bit, but not, you never see any wooden fences.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember seeing anything other than decorative fences.
Do you have a name for this particular kind of decorative fencing, you know, that comes to a point? Usually painted white.
Mm-hmm. A picket fence.
Picket fence, yeah. Does a paling fence mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. What about the type of wooden fence that you make from split rails and it's a zigzag sort of arrangement?
Oh, it's a rail fence.
Rail fence, yeah. You mentioned posts. This is just for pronunciation, but just one of them would be a
post.
Okay. What about in this part of the country, do you ever see walls or fences made out of loose stone or rock?
Not loose, I don't think. You'd see a rock wall sometime, but it'd be cemented and usually for around the house, you know, decorative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On a farm or the place where old, say, cotton grows, you would say cotton grows in a
field.
Mm-hmm. Is there something different from a field, maybe in size, that you would call by some other name?
Yeah, maybe a smaller one would be a patch.
Yeah. So the difference between patch and field is
the size,
I think. The size of it. But you could grow the same thing in a patch as you could in a field.
Right, I think so.
Okay. Talking about cotton, was cotton ever grown in this area?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit. It's not much now, but yeah, it used to be. Grow a lot.
Mm-hmm. What about when you work the cotton? Have you heard any specific terms used by people when they're talking about?
I've heard folks chopping cotton, but I always thought, and hoeing cotton.
Yeah.
But I've always thought of chopping as being